400 views, Steve, on your book, Getting Over the X, which I've read.
Oh, thank you.
And it was signed as well.
Thank you.
Didn't know it was for me, but I bought it because I always buy stuff. I look at programmes like you've got This Morning, you've got Lorraine. Yeah. Why are you not on television with that book?
They just don't want to... there's certain things I've said in the book that are quite controversial.
Mm.
And they're sort of... it's very difficult to talk about because it's quite harsh. I mean, for example... Today in the news, there's this an advisor to David Cameron that's just been done for downloading child porn, and they've said he's not getting a conviction. He's not going to prison because his public humiliation is enough, apparently.
Hmm.
Now, this is a subject that hits a nerve with me. You've read the book. It hits a nerve with me because I think to myself. If you're talking about public humiliation what's the word I'm looking for?
Form of punishment.
A form of punishment. Then I think to myself, well, all I did was win a talent show.
Yeah.
And I suffered public humiliation.
Mm.
And the irony was that I actually spoke to Max Clifford Max Clifford knew that I'd spoken to The Sun and Closer about subject, which is a little bit... that you don't normally talk about if you're an X Factor winner.
Yeah.
But I spoke about it on with good intentions. I did it purely because I felt I was doing something good for community, for our society, thinking it's really important to discuss things like this because they happen and nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's 2004. But since then, you had Jimmy Savile, you had the other stuff, and suddenly everyone's going, oh, yeah, we should talk about it. But back then, they didn't want to talk about it. And even now, with The Sun and Closer, they know what they did. They were in cahoots with Max Clifford. And whether or not Simon Cowell knows about it, we don't know.
Mm.
But the thing is, none of the press were asking him. Did you know what Max Clifford did on your behalf?
Mm.
You were paying him thousands and thousands of pounds a month. Did you know that he was doing this?
Yeah.
But no one's asking him because they're all making money from X Factor. They're all making money from Britain's Got Talent.
Mm.
So that... it's not in their interest to bring down Simon Cowell because they're all making money. And that's so when they talk about what's in the public interest is all that's about money. So it's a bit of a nasty subject to talk about, but it had a direct effect on my career, my music.
Mm.
Oh, you're just bitter because you didn't happen to happen. Listen, trust me, this is all to do with, but the people in power like Max Clifford can make things happen and make things go away.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I would like it just to be about this,
the
music. You know, I've got Luke here. I've got some fantastic musicians I've worked with.
Yeah.
We're making great music.
Mm.
And that would be ideally what I'd like to talk about. But when you go and do a gig, luckily it doesn't happen so much now where, you know, there would be a time when I went and did an acoustic show with my wife who's a great...
Yeah.
She's great, isn't she? And she went and did... We did a deal with Jazz FM and... We did a deal where Cafe Nero were playing her music in store, and we were going to do a little tour just to promote her music. But it all became about me, and there was an agenda. It wasn't about Steve Brooks singing in coffee shops. It's to push him down because he was saying stuff that they don't want you to know about.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get. It's really funny. I will not get a live interview with anybody.
Yeah.
It goes out there. Should we have a live interview? Can we have it pre-recorded? Then they pre-record it. They don't like what I say.
Yeah.
And it never goes out there. So thankfully, there's Phoenix FM. It frustrates me because I want the truth to come out there purely because I think that scores need to be settled. And, you know, Simon, Sharon, Louis, they know what they did.
Mm.
They know how they manipulated things. And it's all about them making money. They've got no concern for the artists or giving music a good platform. The thing is, it's sad. There's so many things that happen behind the scenes that people don't know about.
Yeah.
That if they had known at the time, it wouldn't have lasted. In the same way, Jim Will Fix It. If everyone knew about Jim Will Fix It, no one would have watched it and he would have made millions of quid.
Yeah,
he may have given money to charity, but fundamentally, the programme, he had issues. I'm not saying that's exactly on a par. I'm not calling them all pedos.
Yeah.
But there's a dark
don't be doing that.
I'm not going to be doing that. But there's a dark side
yeah.
that and I know directly, because if there wasn't, they would have come and sued me. They haven't come and sued me.
Yeah.
The book was out a year and a half ago. I said a lot of stuff. I had letters from Simon Cowell's lawyers. Nobody followed up.
Yeah.
It was a load of BS because they knew I had the truth. But the reason why I come back to the Brentworth Theatre is I thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Mm.
You go to places, people, oh yeah, it only holds, what, 120 people, something like that. Hello? I know, it's a little bit of reverb on my mic.
I think it's the people next door, they're right. Talking, don't you? It's the next lot of guests, it's so rude. So rude. If you're hearing voices, that's not good. That's not a good thing.
But the thing is, what I'm just going to say is that they want to put a value on what is good by either the size of the venue or who's associated with it. Kim Kardashian might have been there or something. So there's a nonsense.
Yeah.
That they surround the BS without actually checking it out as to what it's really about. I mean, I'll give an example. I write about the book. We did 10 years this year as me and my missus got married. Mm. And I proposed to her at the pub called the Bedford Arms in Balham.
Mm.
And there's a whole page in the Daily Mail about me singing in a pub. But what they didn't say was that Paolo Nutini had played there. It's a well-respected little theatre-type venue. And we had a string section, horn section. And for people who went to that gig, it was we didn't make any money on it.
Yeah.
But it's purely because we wanted to do a good quality show. And the press weren't invited. I never invited any press to that. And this was, straight after I think I'd had a number one album. And it got totally slammed. It got totally slammed. It's Steve Brooks and I singing in a pub.
Mm.
But they didn't know that that was a special night because I'd proposed to my wife. And so they will try and put a down on everything you're trying to do.
Yep.
You're not always trying to make loads of money from it. You're just wanting to do something that's good.
Mm.
And that's where we're at. It's become an issue for me since I've had kids. Since I've had to put food on the table.
Yeah.
For them. Now I don't take no crap. I don't take nothing.
Yeah.
They. Before I would sit back and I'd let people say stuff about me, and it wouldn't bother me. But now it bothers me.
Mm.
So they've, unfortunately for them, they don't realise how good I am, and they don't know how I persevere, and that I'm not. I'm coming up to 50, but I'm a good singer. I know what I'm good at. I know the people respect me. I know the people in the industry that I know and I admire. They're still on board, and we're still going to do good things.
Mm.
But righteousness is on our side. I know the truth. I know the truth. I know one day it's all going to come right. I just know it.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of faith in the way the people of the country will find out the truth about things.
Mm.
That's good. That's one thing.
Well. We better now. We've got Bob. We've cut into Bob's show. Actually, I think he's got poor old Bob's neck. That's who you could hear crying next door. I think. but if you do want to come and see Steve and Luca and the fantastic band, Eileen's going to be singing as well.
Eileen, do you know what? Eileen's her album's fantastic. You're going to have to play some of her stuff.
Yes.
But I'm really looking forward to doing. We've got some new duets that we're going to be doing, but I'm really looking forward to our duet.
Yes.
Because I normally do it. I normally do that song with my missus, but it's a really tough sing. Really tough sing. And it's if you don't know what we're doing, I'm going to... Can I say?
Yeah, yeah.
We might change our mind, but at the moment, it looks like we're going... Can you play a little bit?
Oh,
no.
Don't.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
This is where it goes wrong.
Original key.
Yeah, let's try the original key. Let's see if we know it. This is... Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Oh, man, stop. This is going to be fine.
Wow. Yeah.
How good is
super,
that?
Super, super.
Come on, Ed.
Michelle, that's stunning.
Now, that's what it's about. This is what it's about. See what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's music. About the music.
Yes.
And that's what we got to take it back to. So, listen, come down. We're going to have fun that night.
Yeah.
None of that BS. It's going to be wicked. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, you're more than welcome. So, that's the 15th of June. You can book online or you can book by ringing up the Brentwood Theatre. And if you do ring the Brentwood Theatre, they'll probably give you a discount if you mention Phoenix FM.
Yes.
Yeah,
we didn't do.
There we go. I've had quite a few people who've been doing that kind of.
They have. Do it. Come along. And it will be a great night. I mean, you've heard Steve's always. Oh, Michelle, I'm just gutted that I thought Steve meant I was duetting with him.
I know, well, you may be. You might do on the night. No, bring those donuts, you might get in there. Thank you very much to Steve, thank you very much to Luca, and to Mark as well. Thanks a lot. Coming up next, we've got.